This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Hallelujah. We are ever so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of living. We are ever so grateful and thankful to be on top of the ground, and the ground not on top of us. We are ever so grateful and thankful that God allowed us, amen, to have this opportunity to come before you to bring forth the word of God here this day. Now, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. Oh, precious Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbly and ourselves underneath thy mighty hand today, just thanking and praising you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Just thanking and praising you because without you, we do nothing. We invite the presence of the Holy Spirit just to come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here today in the name of Jesus. Now, precious Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking you to anoint, excuse me, these lips of clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory in the name of Jesus. We bind up any technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forward here tonight in the name of Jesus. Prepare the people's hearts to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. If you have your Bible with me, I would like you to open it up to the book of Hebrews chapter 12. And we'll be looking at verses 26 through 29. The book of Hebrews chapter 12, verses 26 through 29. And the word of God reads, whose bars then shook the earth? But now he had promised, saying, yet once more I shook not the earth only, but also the heavens. And this word yet once more signified the removing of those things which are shaken, as of those things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore we receive a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word of God, for the people of God. May God have a blessing to the hearers of his word this night. Just for these next few minutes, hallelujah, I ask you to pray with me and for me, hallelujah, as I bring forth the word of God. I thank God for my wife tonight, amen, who's praying with me and for me as we tag team, amen. Teamwork makes the dream work, life and ministry work, amen. So we want to talk about God is shaking things up. God is shaking things up at this hour that we are living in. And truly he has begun to do it because everyone at this moment and this time is experiencing things that we haven't experienced before. Hallelujah. We may still be underneath quarantine at the home and also stay home order, health issue. But we still serve a good God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God that sits high and looks low. A God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. Yes, God is merciful and he's gracious. You know what? He woke us up this morning. He sent us on our way. And for that, we are thankful. Anytime the Lord allows you to have to see a new day, hallelujah, fresh blood, hot blood running through your veins, and hallelujah, you have fresh air to breathe, and you're on top of the ground, and ground not on top of you. You have a reasonable bill of health. Amen. There's things that in your life that you would like to see a better done. But thank God you have a roof over your head, clothes on your body, shoes on your feet. Amen. So it is a blessing. Some people can't say that. But God is good because he's shaking things up in 2020 at this moment, at this time. Amen. So let's be mindful, hallelujah, that we can be grateful. Always have a thankful heart to thank God for what we have. Amen. So then we'll be talking about God is shaking things up. In the scriptures that was read, amen, we'll come back through it through the lesson. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken. Isaiah the prophet spoke about the last judgment that will come upon the people of this earth in this world. It will come suddenly and unexpectedly when the world system as we know it will come to a sudden end. The word of God calls it the day of the Lord. When everything will change and when everything that God has not established will be shaken. Every level of society will be shaken. In the book of Haggai, chapter 2, verse 6 and 7, it says, "For thus says the Lord of hosts, yet once more in a little while, I am going to shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. And I will shake all the nations and the desire that they will come. They will come with the wealth of all nations. And I will fill this house, the Lord of hosts." You know, God owns it all. He owns all the silver and gold. He owns all the gold and Fort Knox, because God, he's shaking things up. We may not understand what's going on, but he's never caught by surprise. He knows everything before it manifests itself. So everything that can be shaken at this hour will be shaken. We see it happening now. Out here in the U.S., hallelujah, in the White House, the Pentagon, our house, as well as the church house, and all over the world. God's purpose in this shaking is to establish his rule on the earth and to shake out of his kingdom on earth every offensive thing that is not of him. This world and the things of this world are passing away slowly, steady decaying. And after the purifying and refining work of God has been done, it works. He will work a new heaven and an earth will emerge. This earth will still be here, but it will be different. Are we, brothers and sisters in Christ, everyone that is experiencing this virus, this coronavirus that is taking place, came from nowhere, but it is taking place at this hour. And everything that have polluted will have been burnt up, and righteousness will be the standard of the Messianic kingdom. This is talking about when Christ come again. This is talking about the day of the Lord, when judgment will be placed on this earth and all people. You see, the heavens will also be purified and cleansed of the demonic spirits that have been living in the atmosphere just above the surface of the globe. Yes, God knows what he's doing. He's the one that's allowing the shaking to take place. God is shaking things up. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken. I don't care what it is. It will be shaken from our society in every point of it. Yes, beloved, a day is coming when God will judge the nations and everything that he has not established will be shaken and removed from its foundation and its place. All the nations will be shaken, and not one will escape. Even now, God is starting to shake things up. All things will be completely shaken and move out of its place because of the increase that we are experiencing right now. The wickedness, hallelujah, that is upon the earth. You see, even the believers of Christ, their love, or those that profess to be, their love is growing cold. I'm talking about the love of God that's supposed to be in their heart. It's growing cold because of wickedness, because of things around it. Every foundation is out. Wickedness is growing rapidly throughout the land. There's things happening now that we haven't heard about before. And this is only the beginning of birth pains in the earth. But when Jesus comes back, it will be a different situation. It will be a different picture altogether. In that day, only those who have preserved are endured to the end will be saved, according to Matthew 24, verse 13, that says, but he that shall endure all the way unto the end, the same shall be saved. So you see, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those who are listening in and those that will be listening later, as a born-again believer, we still have to endure the test. We still have to endure the trials and tribulations that come our way. We still have to go through in order to get to. But we thank God because we know that the Word says, excuse me, that God be for us, who or what can be against us. God promised in his Word that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Again, God is shaking things up. Every level of society is being shaken. The earth is moaning and withering away. The world is fading and withering away. The exalted of the people of the earth is fading away. That's why we can't put our trust in man. We have to put our trust in God. Where it says in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, for us to trust in the Lord. For us to trust in the Lord every day of our lives. Trust in him. Hallelujah. Lean not to your own understanding. trust in God, because he knows how to take us through. He knows how to, hallelujah, help us in areas where we are weak. He knows how to keep us and keep our mind on perfect peace as we keep our mind upon him. So the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The earth is so polluted right now by his people and because of the transgressions that is taking place, the breaking of the laws and the violation of the statute, and even breaking the everlasting covenant that God made with Abraham, the covenant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yes, we as God's people are not immune to what is happening on this earth. But we thank God that the word says in the book of Psalms 91, verse 1, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of his wings. Yes, therefore, brothers and sisters in Christ, there is a curse devouring the earth and those who live in it. That's why all that have been born in this world is born in sin. You see, sin came in and had a right to come in after the first man and woman fell. Yes, Adam and Eve in the Garden of Gethsemane, when they fell in sin, and when they fell out of position that God had placed them in and gave their position over to the devil, when he disguised himself as a serpent and spoke to Eve. And the devil today has the same intentions in man. According to John 10, verse 10, it says, the thief only come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So our God have told us very clearly in the word of God, in Matthew chapter 24, verse 37 through 39. But as the day of Noah was so, shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as it is in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and they were drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. If we look around us in 2020, we can see signs of the time taking place. We live in an age where righteousness is being challenged. We live in an age where people is upset with those that want to stand up for righteousness' sake according to the word of God. The word of God, the Bible, is being challenged. The Bible is, hallelujah, they are always coming up with something to try to dilute or downgrade the scriptures on what the word is saying. But I'll stop by tonight to let you know that the word of God is the holy standard for righteous living. The word of God, hallelujah, it'll stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word will stand. The word of God, God will not change his word because we want to put it in our own opinion. No, God's word is settled. It's settled in heaven, as well as being settled here on earth. Hallelujah. So everything and is always being shaken. In the book, here the prophet Isaiah, the prophet spoke about the last judgment that will come upon the people of this world. It will come suddenly and unexpectedly when the world system, as we know it, it will come to a sudden end. The word of God calls Israel as the day of the Lord, when everything will be changed, and when everything that God has not established will be shaken. We see it happening, a little bit of it happening now, in every area of society. We see everybody that is caught up in fear. We have to remember, brothers and sisters in Christ, God hasn't given us the spirit of fear. But fear will come to, hallelujah, to. Fear will come to bring doubt in your mind. Fear will come to challenge your faith in God, your faith in His Word. So we as people, God have given us a free will. We have to make a quality decision on which way to go, on whether to follow God or to follow our emotions, our flesh, or the devil. We are living in critical times, in difficult times, but God still has the last word to say in every situation and everything. Here again in the scriptures, that was read in Hebrews 12, verse 26 and 27. Whose works then shook the earth, but now he had promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifies the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. God knows how to get our attention. He knows how to shake things up to bring us to that place of totally trusting, believing, confessing, and confessing. Hallelujah. Our allegiance to Him. Again, God's purpose in shaking things up is to establish His rule on the earth and to shake out of His kingdom on earth every offensive thing, as the Lord Jesus Christ Himself affirmed when He said in Matthew 13, verses 40 through 42, as therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this age. You see, the Son of Man shall send forth His angels, and they shall gather out of His kingdom all things that offended, and them which do practice lawlessness, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and snatching of teeth. Yet God, the Lord says, judge not, for you shall be judged, for you shall not be judged, because the same measure that you judge with will be measured back to you again. All we got to do, the word says, owe no man nothing but to love with the love of God that is in our heart. We as believers, we as born-again believers, we as children of God must stand in the gap and pray that God will extend grace and mercy on our own people's lives as well as ours, because of the condition of this world. You see, this world and the things of this world are passing away. And after the purifying and refining works of God has been done, His work, hallelujah, God's work has been done, it will produce a new heaven and a new earth. Yes, God will do what is needed. God will, in His divine time, hallelujah, send His Son to come here and rapture the church. You see, the church is not the building. The church is the body of believers. Yes, He will take us to a prepared place that has been prepared for us. See, John 14, verse 1, 2, and 3 says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. The word not so I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also." God is shaking things up. Every foundation, everything that can't be shaken will be shaken. Every foundation is being shaken at this hour. God will literally empty the whole world, the earth, of all that is sinful and rebellious, and plunge Satan's kingdom and sending him into the bottomless pit, along with the nations that have served and worshiped him. Talking about Satan, we see it happening all around us at this hour. There are more false prophets that is rising up throughout the land. You see, Satan has his preachers, as well as God has him. So we got to be careful. We have to study the Word of God for ourselves. See, the Word says, first study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. Yes, God is shaking things up at the hour.
Hopeless.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Indeed, we need the Lord. Amen. But God is shaking things up at this hour. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. We serve a good God. We serve a God that, hallelujah, that neither slumber nor sleep. We serve a God that's a time, but look, Lord. God is always looking, and the angels are always looking. So it's good to know that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has everything under control. Hallelujah. So again, we are talking about God is shaking things up. In the book of Revelation, chapter 20, verse 1 through 3, here John the Revelator says, he saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the keys of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loose, released for a little while. God is shaking things up. Here it'll come a time, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening, according to the scripture in Revelation 20, verse 1 through 3, it shows us that God is not a man that he should lie, but a man that he should repent. If God said it, it's all good. You see, the scriptures was written for our learning. Hallelujah. And here we can see that in fulfillment of what God said, it hasn't happened yet, but it will happen. Hallelujah. In his time, Satan will be chained up, locked up, hallelujah, cast into a bottomless pit. There will, at that time, for 1,000 years, peace will reign when Jesus come back, when Jesus come here to set up his kingdom. Then there will be peace. Then there will be a new environment for us and believers, the church that have been raptured up, hallelujah, and came back with Jesus to reign on this earth. That right there will be a glorious event that will take place. But the question is, will you be rapture ready? Will you be, hallelujah, included when the rapture takes place before this incident happens? And come back with Jesus to rule and reign on this earth. Hallelujah. So God is shaking things up. This should be something that you should really consider, that you should really marinate on, meditate, hallelujah, on, and let it ponder from your head all the way to the depths of your heart. You see, the earth mourns, and it's withering away. The world fades and withering away also. The exalted of the people of the earth is fading away. But when the Son of God appears in the heavens, and as he descends to earth, as you read in God's word, where the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich ones, the commanders, the mighty men, every slave and free man will try to hide themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the land, of the mountains, and will say to the mountain and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. Here he's talking about, hallelujah, on the outskirts out there in Israel, in Jerusalem, where people at that particular time, where the war of Armageddon will take place. Hallelujah. And people will try those that even in political ranks, even those that call themselves mighty men of battle, hide in the caves and rocks and mountains, and will ask for the rocks to fall upon them. But yet, it won't happen. Because God knows what he's doing. He knows how to keep it all together until every man, woman, boy, or girl will appear before the judgment seat of Christ. You see, the Bible says there is a time that is coming when the Lord Jesus Christ will come back to save the world from total, adulation, to rescue his saints, to save Israel, and destroy the Antichrist, to imprison Satan, and set up the millennium Messianic kingdom of God on earth. All this will happen after everything, every foundation that can be shaken has been shaken and swept away in the refining fire of God. Because the God that we serve, he is a consuming fire. The God that we serve, he's a God of love, but he's also a God of wrath. God is shaking things up. God righteous is always forever. See, brothers and sisters of Christ, remember that this whole fallen world is under the curse of the law and of sin and death. And no one is exempt from its eternal consequences, because for all, again, all have sinned and fallen short of the standard of righteousness that God requires of men, of women, boy or girl. You know, the standard that God requires is the standard of perfection, of living holy, because he is holy. See, God requires those that are, in order to be saved, that we come to Jesus, that we come to the one who is the author and finisher of our faith, that we come to the one with a sincere heart for us to repent of our sins, for us to realize that we are a sinner, realizing that we have fallen short, realizing that we need help on a spiritual basis, experience a new birth, experience spiritually a new birth that has to take place so that we can be, so that we can be safe from the wrath of God. You see, the righteous that come from God is not obtained by works or personal merits or by religious works, but it is bestowed and received by faith. Again, when Hebrews 11:1 says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith it's impossible to please God. But when we come to God, we must believe that he is who he says he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So by faith, when a sinner repents of their sin and turns from it with all of their heart and believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ and his shed blood to redeem them from the power and penalty of sin and from this present evil age that we are living in. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, it says, "For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." You see, deliverance comes from the power and the penalty. It comes to help us, to deliver us from the power of sin and death and the penalty that was attached to it. So God is shaking things up at this hour. You see, without this righteousness that comes from God and is granted to us because of God's unmerited favor by faith alone in the Lord Jesus Christ, men and women would continue in their sin and in their rebellion and indifference to everything, to the everlasting covenant, and in their good deeds, which will not save them in the end. All of us have broken the everlasting covenant because we were all born in sin, because the covenant was cut with all mankind, but it was restored to us in the blood that was shed on Calvary's cross, the blood of Jesus, because we were by nature before Christ and by birth children of wrath, and have it one time, we all had been indifferent to God, to Christ, who shed his blood to rescue us from sin's power, to redeem us back to God, and to deliver us from this present evil age and from the wrath of God to come. Yes, God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. You see, the Lord will judge all unbelievers for their sin and their rebellion, and men will have to give an account to him for every idle word they have uttered, and by their words they will be either pardoned or condemned. So, child of God, our confession is very important. And it is involved in our salvation confession. See, the word says in Romans 10, verse 8 through 11, as we come to a place of totally giving our life to Christ, of totally realizing that we are a sinner saved by grace. And here the word says, but what says it? The word is near thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shall believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. It also says, in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Also in Romans 10, verse 17, as it is also written that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing from the word of God. Saints of God, believers of Christ, those that are listening, that will be listening later, God is shaking things up. The prayer that will move the heart of God every time is that simple prayer uttered by the repentant thief that was crucified with Jesus when he said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus was immediately to that dying crucified man. "Today, you will be with me in paradise." You see, this man, just like us, who are alive today, needed to come and go to the one who is able to give us the remedy for our fallen state, our fallen spiritual condition. Yes, there's only one way to go to heaven, and that is to come through the door. And Jesus is the door. He's the way, he's the truth, and he's the light. The question may be asked tonight, have you been to the cross of Calvary, the cross where Jesus shed his blood for the remission of our sins? Have you laid down your will and taken up the good, acceptable and perfect will of God for your life? See, the word says in the book of Romans 12, verse 1 and 2, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Of course, we have to remember that no one is perfect. There was only one, and his name was Jesus. He was a sinless one. But we as people, as human beings, we are still in this world, but we're not of it. And we will still have to fight the good fight of faith to combat the world, the flesh, and the devil, even after we have come to the obedience of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But if we walk in the light of God's word, as he is in the light, then the blood of Jesus Christ will keep us, clean us, and make us free of sin. Yes, your mind has to be made up. Your heart has to be fixed. That the world is behind you and the cross is before you. See, God, in 2020, he's shaking things up. Remember, when the final shaking comes, and it will happen, that all of the nations will be shaken. But those who have built their lives on the foundation of God's word will never be shaken from their strong position in the Lord Jesus Christ, because of their faith in him, and because they are being kept by the Holy Spirit. The foundation that will stand and not be shaken is that life that is built upon the solid rock of the word of God, and also being the Lord Jesus Christ himself as our chief cornerstone. Yes, people of God, believers of Christ, we are living in an hour where everything is being shaken, from the White House all the way to our house, even in the church house. But we must be determined and persistent and consistent on living a life that is pleasing to God, living a life with God's help to endure all the way to the end. So when Jesus comes back, he's coming back for a church, not blemish or wrinkle. He's coming back to a prepared people, to a prepared place. Yes, we can go to heaven, but we must endure what we are experiencing here on earth. Time is wrapping up. It's not like it once was. Time is, it's just gone quickly. Even the earth is waiting and calling out for the manifestation of the sons of God to be revealed. This is an hour not to back up. This is an hour not to throw in the towel. This is an hour to move forward in the things of God, looking on to Jesus as the author and finisher of your faith, looking on to the hills from which cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord. God is our refuge and fortress, a present help in time of trouble. Sure, we can and should be grateful each and every day of our lives when he allows us to open up our eyes to experience a brand new day. God is good, y'all. Oh, yes, he is. He is concerned about you and I and all mankind. He's concerned about his children. He wants to take care of us. Cast all your cares upon him, for he cared about you. We thank God tonight. We appreciate the word. We appreciate the fact that God gave us this opportunity to bring his word to you. I ask for you to consider what we're saying and to make up your mind to either accept it or reject it. As we go to the Lord in prayer, pray that the Holy Spirit of God will just continue to draw people to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, precious Father, I thank you for your word tonight. I thank you that your word will not return to you void. I thank you that your word will accomplish what you will. Father, you look over your word to perform it. You look over your word, you honor your word above your name. We thank you, Lord, for the hearts that was touched. We thank you, Father God, for those that have been praying, believing, and trusting for a word to hang on to, something tangible that will help them through this difficult time. Father, we know now that the word says that everything that is shaken will be shaken. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us. We thank you, Father God, for supplying our each and every need from this day forward, from this night forward. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray for our glory. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Amen. We thank you for joining us for this teaching to this evening. We hope that you've gotten information that you can apply to your lives. And if you can apply it to your life, share it with your friends and family. Maybe it's something they need to have to apply to theirs also. Please share the number, 347-826-9424, with your family and friends so that they may join us every Tuesday and every Friday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you have questions, comments, or topics you'd like to be discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864. Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. We'd love to hear from you. That's Apostle Dudley Tebow or Prophetess Lisa Tebow. or just address it to the ministry, Busting Loose in Faith Ministries. God bless you. God loves you. We love you. Have a great rest of the week. And remember, God is in control. And if Lord willing, please feel free to join us again on Friday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you.